and gentlemen, the Getting Ready Rag.
And Sandy Max is getting ready for the red carpet for the Tony Stark. You are in glitter this morning.
I am.
Look at you. You look like you're stepping onto the red
carpet. I'm in my sequin jumpsuit. I am going to wear this tonight at Skylight Music Theater. And I thought, what the heck? Maybe I'd surprise you.
Oh, my gosh.
As
you look,
well,
first of all, you look fabulous.
Well, thank you very much. I feel fabulous. You know, anytime you're head to toe in sequins and it's exciting. As much as the Tony Awards, some people are like, why do I care? This is going to be, I think, a very entertaining ceremony. So there's a watch party tonight at Skylight Music Theater. Come out and join us. You can dress up and walk the red carpet and watch the Tony Awards on a huge screen hanging over the stage. And at Skylight Music Theater, in between the commercials, instead of sitting at home watching the commercials, if you come to the watch party, a dozen different spectacular singers from our Wisconsin theater are here. And
oh,
they will be
fun.
Singing selections in between
all
the commercials.
Broadway selections?
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah. So it's going to be, it'll be a lot of fun. And it's not too fancy pants. You're encouraged to dress glamorously. But $20, come in, enjoy the Skylight Music Theater and fellow theater fans. But truly, when you watch tonight, Pink is hosting. She has promised that she won't be the only one doing stunts.
Yeah, she's never been on Broadway, though.
She's not been on Broadway. Grammy Awards, but it's funny, her daughter is the aspiring musical theater person. And she actually asked her daughter first, hey, is it cool if I do this? And she's like, yes, go, go, go. But the opening number is expected to have 170 people on stage at Radio City Music Hall. So, I mean, this is going to be truly
what
a spectacle.
Show are they?
That's just it. They want you to tune in and watch.
Oh, so we don't know. Okay.
But there will be anniversary celebrations of Chicago with a lot of different cast members, including
lots of jazz
Queen
hands.
Latifah. Exactly. A lot of fossy moves. There's also an anniversary celebration of Book of Mormon.
Okay.
A chorus line. And during the In Memoriam, Leslie Odom Jr., who I just adore from Hamilton and so many other shows, is going to be singing a song from Rent during the In Memoriam. So even if you're like, I haven't seen all the shows that are nominated this year, there's a lot to enjoy from musical theater and just live theater performances tonight at the Tonys.
There is one show on Broadway that is fascinating to me.
Which one?
Titanic.
Yes.
Titanic.
Celine Dion.
That one, I mean, I've seen which took a long way to get to Broadway. If you've seen it, she started like in the grocery store basement doing this show that she wrote. And now it's on Broadway. And now she's up for a couple of Grammys or a couple of
Tony
for
Awards.
This.
Yes. And actually, Michael Unger, who's the artistic director of Skylight Music Theater, has worked with her for years and was in New York on Tony nomination day with her.
Oh, wow.
Over the moon. So, yes. So root for Titanic. Other Wisconsin connections to root for. Andre DeShields. He won a Tony for his role in Hadestown, which is a musical that I just love. But an older African-American man, if you see him, you know who he is. He's in the musical Cats the Jellicle Ball, and he has another nomination. And he's just got such a great reputation for a decent, kind, but immensely talented man. And he went to UW-Madison in the 60s when, unfortunately, segregation and prejudice were huge hurdles. But there are great stories of he was broke actor in school. Three of his buddies chipped in for the $10 bus ticket to go to Chicago to audition for Hair. And he wrote them IOUs saying, hey, when I make it big, we are jet setting. We are living it up. Sure enough, he got cast in Hair, and that has launched the rest of his career. And he has owned up to that IOU every time those three friends visit him.
But this isn't like the Cats I remember when I saw it originally.
But this is all
they've
the music.
It.
Yes, it is zhuzhed up for the 21st century.
This is it. Talk about glitter and sparkles.
Disco Ball is in the logo. It is nominated for Best Revival of a Musical, along with Ragtime and Richard O'Brien's The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Which they also kind of redid.
Yeah, and Rachel Dratch is nominated for Rocky Horror, which I think is just super fun. But Ragtime, Mark Clements, artistic director of the Milwaukee Rep, he was a guest on What's on Tap, and boy, that is a sentimental favorite for him. He loves their production that they staged several years ago at the Rep, but he thinks it's pretty much the perfect musical, so he is really rooting for Ragtime. And I got the chance to talk with Anthony Crivello, Tony Award winner from right here in Milwaukee. He won for Kiss of a Spider Woman ages ago, but in the 90s, but it's still really into this world. And he thinks the Lost Boys could win for
the
Best
Lost
New Musical.
Boys is about what again?
It's the adaptation of the 80s vampire movie.
That's what I thought.
Isn't that wild?
Yes,
which had
that
a great
is.
Movie soundtrack. So there's a lot to love about that, but it is kind of neck and neck with Schmigadoon in that race for
and
for
explain
things.
What Schmigadoon is?
Schmigadoon is based on the show, and if you Brigadoon is the name of a very famous musical. So are you a fan of Schmigadoon?
Well, I was in Brigadoon in high school.
Were
so
you?
I was.
What role
yes,
did you
I was.
Play?
I played the best friend, Meg.
And can you still remember some of the some of the lines and the lyrics?
Enough that I wouldn't do them on the air.
Come on, but, break into song!
Hey, listen, getting that Scottish burr was the toughest part of being in that show. But yeah, but Schmigadoon is kind of like a play on the old Brigadoon movie, if you've seen that with Gene Kelly.
Yeah.
But it's...
it's theater for theater people. You know, it's a lot to love about it. So and it's something to get turned on to, and you can always catch up on the TV series. But a couple of other Wisconsin connections to root for tonight. Carrie Coon is an actress who, if you don't recognize her name immediately, if you watched the last season of The White Lotus, she was in that.
Oh,
she's
sure.
in The Gilded Age and is spectacular. She is just a very renowned, interesting actress to watch on stage. She is nominated for a play called Bug that her husband, Tracy Letts, wrote. And it's a very intense show about paranoia and conspiracy theories, but it's really exciting to see her get another Tony nomination. She was nominated for, oh gosh, it wasn't Death of a Salesman. Oh, wait, I have it written down right here. Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? Her big breakthrough when she finished her UW-Madison master's in theater and did a lot of acting there at the Madison Rep. She wound up going to Chicago at the Steppenwolf. And when Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf went to Broadway, that's where she got her first Tony nomination as Honey. And then one more person to root for, Milwaukee man Josh Schmidt. He is a very renowned sound designer in our entire region, has worked all around Wisconsin. He is nominated for the sound design of the play Bug. He will be on the red carpet, and he will be with Janet Schiff, a cellist here on with 1913. So look for them on the red carpet together.
And speaking of the red carpet, you are going to be on the red carpet tonight at Skylight.
At Skylight Music Theater.
Tell us again what we need to do if we want to come and join
you. Come on over. It's $20 to come and watch with the rest of us. 5:30 is the VIP portion. And Ryan J. Reviews and I will be doing a live stream podcast from the parlor there. And then 6 o'clock, the red carpet. Come strut your stuff. And at 7 o'clock, we will all watch together the Tony Awards over the big stage on a huge screen. And in every single commercial break, you will get to hear from a spectacular singer on stage, plus silent auction and all the other fun things. And of course, a predictions contest so you can win prizes with your Tony's ballot.
And you can come and see Sandy Max on the red carpet in her glitter outfit.
In sequins.
I love it. Sandy Max, always great to have you here.
See you at Skylight tonight.